Questions for Mel and Cindy? We'll go with Mel first. Small business is a huge contributor to the Canadian economy. What will your party do to help strengthen existing small business and promote new business startups?
Thank you. This is one of those questions that I thought might be coming forward because of the meetings that I've had over the past 4 years in my office around town, talking to businesses on their doorsteps. Red tape is killing them, and that's why we have announced that we will appoint a minister responsible for the reduction of red tape. And any new legislation and regulation that's brought in has to be matched with two pieces of old legislation or regulation being removed. Red tape is killing our businesses, whether it's bringing in temporary foreign workers or farm workers, whether it's hiring new employees, whether it's getting employees moving across interprovincial borders. We've heard a lot about the challenges of moving not only goods, but of training people trying to work from one province and move to another. Their certification isn't recognized as they cross those provincial borders. Those are the things that I've been more than happy to work with my colleague, Dan Alves, who has been our shadow minister for interprovincial trade, looking at those barriers that are keeping Canada from moving forward. How can we reduce the red tape? How can we make it easier for business? And also, how can we create the tax incentives, the innovation incentives? Some of that is in our environmental plan. A lot of it is in our small business attitude towards business in Canada. We realize that small business drives almost 80% of all jobs in Canada. That's a huge contribution from small business. I recognize that in Sam Arm here as being a former small business owner. The value that they put back into our community through their volunteerism, through their donations, there's such a huge value to our local economy and our local community. We need to do everything we can to make it possible for them not only just to survive, but also to thrive. Thank you for that great question.
Thank you for that question, and I'm going to focus on what can be done in rural communities because I run into being the MP for a rural community. Small business is truly an important part of our economy, and having grown up in Durkhead shoes and hanging out around the back of the shelving units reading comics, I saw what small business is all about. So the Liberal government appointed the first ever Minister of Rural Economic Development, and she visited this riding and made some announcements, and that's a step forward to try to get the small businesses supported in rural areas. We've lowered the tax rate. The small business tax rate has gone from 11% to 9%, and an announcement will, in the platform, will halve that tax rate for clean tech businesses. And that's going to help a lot of those startup and innovative companies that are operating in North Okanagan and Shuswap with the city of the small city and big ideas. We are going to continue investing in smaller communities and the infrastructure that is in crumbling and needs repair. And we look at the Trans-Canada Highway upgrades that we have needed for a decade and seeing that that is becoming a reality with the replacement of the Bruins Bridge in Sycamore, the Balmoral interchange, the Tappan Bridge. We're going to be helping small communities manage risk for climate-related disasters such as flooding, and we're going to help with mitigation of that. We're investing in skilled training and skilled trades because there's a big labor shortage and a shortage of skilled workers. We're going to be encouraging immigration of highly skilled people. The federal tourism strategy is made for small businesses in rural communities to get tourists out into the regions. I love that. And there goes the need for the rail trail again. We're going to work, as my friend Mel Arnold just said, it's very very important to work to reduce interprovincial barriers on trade and the flow of goods and services, and to work on credentials, recognition of foreign credentials, and have labor able to move across the borders. We're helping farms and food development, increasing Canada's lending capacity on top of Farm Credit Corporation. So we're boosting farms, which are often small businesses, often family-owned, and we're going to be dealing with the impediments to intergenerational transfers of businesses and farms.
It's time.
Once more, thanks.